Ujata azonda rana mandeleleli ya suya, ushaka rebe kushanda rareli ya sunde, andabas ende. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you are the good, good Father, that if we need wisdom, we can come to you and you will give it to us liberally. Even now, as we are here, thank you that you will give your people wisdom and insight and instructions for what is ahead. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the credit in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned from the Word of God. I believe that if we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources God has entrusted to us, and we'll be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. Today, we're going to be talking about money magnet. Yes, I believe that vision or purpose attracts resources. It does. So first, you must determine a purpose for your money. You have to tell your money where to go. And I believe that more comes in proportion to the vision that you've been given. People do GoFundMe. They post their Cash App for their birthday and post a reel asking for help to buy groceries. And then suddenly resources that were, you know, that they never had started coming from different directions. Why? Because they announced the purpose that attracted resources. The principle works, you know, irrespective of people's motive, right? And so I want to read for my scripture today I want to read Ecclesiastes 10, verse 19, the ISV version. It says, "Festivals are for laughter, which makes life pleasant, and money speaks to everything." The CJB version says, "Parties are made for having a good time, wine adds cheer to life, and money has an answer for everything." The ERV version says, "People enjoy eating and wine makes life happier, but money solves a lot of problems." If money speaks, has an answer for, and solves things, then we need to learn how to ask the right questions. Have you learned how to solve big problems that will attract resources? Again, you know, I love the book of Ecclesiastes because it's one of the wisdom books. But what does this have to do with financial stewardship? My thing is this. What if God is saying to us, if I give you this money, what are you going to do with it? I know you want to raise, but for what? Give you $1 million to do what? Money solves problems. So I want to encourage us to start seeing problems as opportunities. And I don't mean the problems we have as a result of our negligence. No. I mean problems like the burden of the Lord that keeps us awake at night. Problems that affect those around us. Problems that God wants to solve. Do you remember when we mentioned Israel plundering Egypt? Do you realize that God said, "I've heard the cry of my people and I have come down to deliver them"? He delivered them and he made the Egyptians favor them, which led to a great wealth transfer. The problem is that sometimes our vision is too small. Or sometimes we're just focused on just, you know, us four and no more. Yeah. Or we're so focused on our problems that God can't even get our attention to help solve another man's problems. I believe that when we align ourselves with the vision that God gives us, it would automatically attract the resources that we need to fulfill the vision. That is my belief. That is what I believe. And I want to encourage us. Kotabasende, O Randabasianda, O Jadarabakasandiandariasoya. May you not be afraid or intimidated by the vision that God gives you. May you not allow yourself to be paralyzed by the thought that, I don't have the resources to do that. Ushata, O Rabababababakasiti. I'm praying that you will dream again. I'm praying that you will try again, that you will believe again, that you will trust God again. If he provided for Israel in transition, how much more will he not provide the resources that you need to execute the assignment that he gives you? May the Lord send you financial resources. All the resources that you need to solve the problem that he has revealed to you, that he's laid on your heart as a burden. May he do it for you according to Ecclesiastes 10, verse 19. May he send you the money to solve the problems. Okota, Rabasiti. May you not be intimidated by problems. O Jandalabasiti. May you have the right words to say. May you know how to use the principles of the Word of God to unlock heaven's resources. Ushatabasiti, not for selfish gain. Mandabase, but so that God can get the glory out of it. Yes. That is my prayer for you today. That is my prayer. So that thing that you dusted off, that you put on on the shelf, that vision, that business plan that you wrote down, that God laid on your heart, that initiative, that project. I am hoping that you are ignited to go pick it back up, to look back at it, and to use this word, use this scripture, use the principles within the Word of God. The word works, it does, to unlock heaven's resources for that plan, for that project, for that vision that God gave you. I'm not talking about the one that, you came up with because you're jealous of somebody. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the vision that God gave you to make an impact in the earth. An impact that will last even after you're gone. I am hoping that you are encouraged to pick that thing up again and to trust God to provide the resources that you need to execute it. May he give you the wisdom when he provides for some. He may provide it little by little. Do not despise small beginnings. Yes. And for some, he'll provide it the way he did with Joseph, when he did that 7 years of plenty. Azando randa basete, may you not misuse the resources that God gives you. Because some of us, we forget that God gave us a vision because we get so caught up in our own lives and what we're doing. And we forget. So when we get the money, we forgot that we were supposed to put it down towards something. May that not be said of us. That when God provides the financial resources to execute his vision, that we will use it accordingly. Yes, that is my encouragement to you today. I hope that this message was a blessing to you. And again, thank you so much for joining me here on Open. pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson. God bless you. Bye.